This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is this? A new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018.
If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Mickey. This is Tricky.
Hey, and introducing
Stooch.
What was that?
I thought we were doing a whole thing.
You ruined it.
I'm Stooch.
Stooch?
Yeah, Stooch from middle school. Remember you brought the paintball gun in that one time? Never heard from him
you.
Again.
That was you, and you blamed it on a foreign kid. They found a kill list in your locker. You're like, that's not mine. That's Stooch's.
Remember when I spread that rumor about you having the kill list?
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that
I've never seen
humor?
You actually so mad at me before.
No, I got mad at you.
Yeah.
Wait,
that wasn't what? College
it wasn't
that was
college
at a place of work that I spread a rumor that you had a kill list.
Yeah. And I was also really
oh,
mad that
in
time,
2003.
The other time I got really mad at you was when you took a photo of me on the toilet.
Yes.
And you wouldn't delete it.
No. And then you made me delete it, but not before I emailed it to myself.
You did not email it
I
to
I did
yourself.
Email it What's to myself.
That? Pull, see if you can pull it up.
But I think it's an old email that
yeah,
I no longer
right.
have access
that's
to.
Right. That's right.
It's a cute photo, though. I've seen it.
Wait, you took a picture like, with a digital camera?
You know, one of those?
No, no. Like
a phone?
Yeah.
So this was in the iPhone era.
Early iPhone. Right. I think it was 2000, must have been 2008.
Yes, because it was at our apartment.
Yeah, great place.
And you guys live together. You barge in photo or you were like sneaking through
yeah,
the
no,
door?
Barge
no,
in,
it's a barge photo.
A barge in photo.
And you were like taking a shit, so your pants were down, trying to cover your dick.
Yeah.
Naked, yes. Ostensibly.
Pants around the ankles. I thought it was funny. Maybe I was laughing.
They call that the Stooch snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Stooch,
Stooch
snap.
Does a lot of illegal things.
Stooch
seems.
Is a bad guy.
Yeah.
Stooch is a bad person.
Stooch is Dave. My alter ego, Dave.
I guess we should actually introduce you. Jeff Rosenberg is here.
Yes.
Old friend of ours. Older friend of Jake's.
Mm. Ancient friend to me.
When did you guys meet? What age?
I think we were 13 or 14.
I remember where we met. We met at the Orange County Fair. Was it Orange?
Whoa.
We met at a fair.
Really?
Yeah. In Orange County? Or the New Jersey Orange County?
No, Connecticut. The township of Orange.
Orange County? No.
Or maybe Waterbury Fair? Some.
No, I did go to the Orange Fair 1 year, but I think that was when I could drive. And I met you just before your bar mitzvah. So
right.
I think I was 14 and you were 13. But that
were
was
you
like,
invited to their B'nai Mitzvah?
Their the first thing he said to me was that I couldn't come to his bar mitzvah.
Before you'd even met him, you said, I don't know who you are, bro, but you're not getting it.
It's like, this is Jeff. Like, you can't come to my bar mitzvah. Like, the invitations already went out. So no I think it was like some sort of like, no matter what, like, if we become friends, you can't come.
Yeah.
So don't get, ooh.
Wow.
Who is it?
It's my mom.
Of course.
I'll pick it up. Now.
You have to pick it up.
For master tier people,
though,
I'm going to pick
it?
Up the phone later. Well, yeah.
It's her birthday, and all she wants is to talk to her son just once, because you haven't talked to her in...
I'm recording a podcast, Mom. What do you want? You're so fucking annoying. Okay, yeah, I'll get fucking
LASIK. Relax.
Is she pressuring you?
Yeah, she thinks I'm a fucking dweeb unless I work out and get no glasses.
Your mom sounds awesome.
She is really cool, and she's pretty strong. So
she's
she
bullying
kick
you.
My ass.
She's your mom is a bully.
Yeah, she's a bully. She's a troll.
Interesting.
She's an angry, angry woman.
Sounds like Stooch. Yeah, Stooch was an angry woman, right?
Yeah, that's Ruth, actually. Yeah.
Ruth and Stooch.
Ruth and Stooch.
Stooch Bader Ginsburg, Ruth's oldest son. All right, we're here to answer
like
some
Chet
questions.
Chet Hayes.
Chet Hayes, Tom Hanks is like rapper son.
Yeah.
So Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, very sweet, successful actors, right. Had two kids. One became a sweet, successful actor.
Oh, yeah. One Chet. Is Colin, wants to do like a documentary yeah. about the end of a record, his favorite record
yeah.
store.
The
other
the
is
other,
Chet
Hayes, sort of an Instagram rapper. I guess you can go one of two ways. I
mean, one of two Hayes?
Nice.
Very good. Very
one
good.
Of Chet Hayes. You can either go with the crowd or against the grain. I guess if my parents were rich, successful, and I had all the cash in the world, I would probably just rap too.
Right.
I wouldn't have to be nice to people or learn how to act. Mm. I would just be like, they've already done that.
My I'll parents paved the way now. For me to be a rapper.
Yeah. He's actually really good. It just his name is so bad, nobody respects him.
Yeah. One of his songs was like really fucking tight.
Yeah.
It's like really, really
Popo Zhao.
Popo Zhao.
Yeah.
God, all the people that didn't deserve to be musicians are so funny.
Like Kevin Federline and
yeah,
Chet
Kevin
Hayes.
Yeah, Kevin Federline and Chet Hayes. There's got to be more. Oh, Rebecca duo. Black, the Friday girl.
Becky Black.
Yeah.
She's a congresswoman now.
No shit.
Yeah. Pretty cool, actually.
She ran in a super red district, one of the platform of hate.
Of haze. Hayes Valley. All right, let's try to answer some questions here.
Fine.
We only have so much time.
Yes.
Jeff, do you have a fake guy's name to refer to this person as?
Looch.
Looch writes, bros, I recently went over to my girl's house to help decorate because her sister was coming home from college for the first time. The entire family was there, aunts, grandparents, cousins, neighbors. I went upstairs when I heard the door open and everyone started to celebrate. I started to nervously rehearse my greeting. I got to the top of the stairs when I saw the mom and her sister were at the bottom. The mom said, "This is Travis, who I've told you so much about." I was awkwardly deciding in my mind if I should say hi from the top of the stairs or go all the way down before saying hello. I quickly tripped and fell hard down the stairs, a good 3 to 4 tumbles before landing with a thud that could be heard for miles. For the next 2 hours, I was on ice while the entire family was assuring that I was okay, but obviously laughing about the fall behind my back. I was humiliated, but I understand how funny the situation is. My question is, should I consistently joke about the situation to help make it less awkward from now on, never mention it again, or break up with my GF and get as far removed from this family as possible?
Mm. I wouldn't be worried. The GF's going to break up with you, obviously. You have no balance.
One
no
fall
grace, goddammit.
Says it all. Yeah. You stumbled. Keep falling out of my house. Keep falling out of my life.
They should have just opened the door at the bottom of the stairs. You tumble out into the lawn. They slam the door behind you.
The new boyfriend steps over him.
Yeah,
perfectly composed.
He does the Willy Wonka. Stumble, 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 flip, grand reveal, standing ovation.
Ta-da.
Leans the mom over and kisses her on the mouth.
Wow.
At this point, like, he's fallen. It's at least been a week, right?
Yeah.
He's writing this email awkwardly, like, from the couch. He's got an ice pack on his head
right now, talking.
I'm sitting on frozen peas, and I swear to God, I heard the great uncle go, and then he fell, and her aunt was cracking up so hard.
The neighbor keeps snickering at me.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of your signo? Your signo's
plus
family?
Plus family, though?
Yeah, plus family.
Me, yeah, most likely.
Oh, yeah. I can answer that, of course.
Yeah.
Jeff was a constant embarrassment.
He was drunk and high through many family vacations.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when you tried to wrestle Micah and you pulled your back?
Right. I bring that up to Micah a fair amount because I think that's pretty much a decade ago at this point.
And that was a funeral.
And Micah, before he got, you know, jacked, he, correct me if I'm wrong, he was thick.
Oh, yeah. There was a time before high school that he was, like, thicker.
Right. And that you had the sectional couch. We were wrestling around, as boys are wont to do, because he was looking for this out of his older brother. His older brother was, you know, doing stuff, hanging out with, you know, certain types of people that...
Yes, I was living a rich, decadent life. I was sort of like a Gatsby, and Jeff was more of a, I don't know, would you say...
Any other characters than Gatsby, but...
a pedophile that wanted to wrestle my 11-year-old brother?
No, he may have been at the very least 12 at the time.
Right.
So we're wrestling.
I would say he was definitely 12 at the time.
I'm kind of nurturing him, trying to be that older brother figure, that father figure that he's been looking for.
Father figure he wanted by wrestling him?
So
you were 14.
So his legs are wrapped around my shoulders at this point in a powerbomb position, right? And I scooch him in, his navel towards mine. This is all part of the wrestling move, though.
Right.
It's a navel-to-nipple grapple hold.
So right now, you're trying to be my brother's father figure by, I guess he has his legs over your shoulders and you scooch him in towards your pelvis.
Yeah, scooch him in, but that's part of the move. And then you lift him up. And as I'm lifting him up to powerbomb him, you know what the powerbomb is?
Yeah.
Everyone was sitting shiva.
Just a pop in my back.
Yeah, what happened there?
I think No, I think it just like separated the lower vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And it really acts up every now and then.
And you like blame that. Micah for being a fat 12-year-old?
I can't. Because
you started the story
up
by saying that he was thick. There was a time before he was fit that he was thick.
Right. I'm just saying he was heavier than what I expected.
Mm.
But I didn't say fat.
He was a thick pre-tween, and I hurt myself throwing him.
And Jake wasn't around, so I had to powerbomb the bish.
But would you say I embarrassed myself in front of your family? No.
The family loves you.
I think there's coming back from this. It was an honest mistake. It's not like he was mean or offensive in some way.
If anything, now
he's the guy who fell down, and he's, you know, kind of a silly mascot for the family.
I think then he has to continue to like play that up, though.
Right.
He has to like. It depends how you laugh at yourself. If it's like an uncomfortable laugh at yourself, or you're really digging into yourself in a self-deprecating way.
Because sometimes if you like won't let something go, even if you seem to have a good nature about it, like
it looks painful.
Yeah, don't hand it to me. I might trip and fall down the stairs. Huh? Like, hey, you can't let it go. You know, like
it's
clearly
years.
Weighing on you. I think you have to have a good sense of humor about it. Like, you have to be able to laugh about it every time they bring it up.
I think the issue was he wanted to steal the limelight in the first place by, like, having this grand entrance from the top of the stairs where he, like, greets his girlfriend's sister. It's like where do you get off in the first place? Like, you're not the entrance. Like, she's home from college.
That is.
You're an afterthought.
I didn't even think about that. That is like, strange. Like, everybody is, like, saying hello, and then you come down with some sort of,
you run upstairs. He wanted to debut.
This is strange. Yeah.
He came downstairs
this grand reveal.
In the sister's old prom dress.
At a music cue.
He's wearing gloves from a cotillion.
Here comes the luge. Here comes the luge.
High heel snaps. I like the idea of him like really leaning into it though. Like every single time you enter somewhere, there's like some sort of like crazy slapstick moment.
Right. He does a pratfall all the time.
Right.
Now.
You pull up to pick somebody up. You like jerry rig your airbag to go off in your face.
Right.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, you greet the dad for the first time. Your pants fall to your ankles.
Right. Or no, it should escalate. It just should escalate to where he hurts himself more every time until the family just starts actually feeling bad for him.
Right.
Because falling down the stairs is like no joke. Yeah.
Jeez, like you fall down. Graduation like party, you fell off the roof.
It seems like, I don't know if he flipped or like fell on his ass and slid a little bit.
I don't know what's funnier. Like, like if you, it sounds like you didn't get to hang onto the railing.
Because, like, oh, that was close.
I'm not used to stairs. Lovely house.
Next Thanksgiving, you have to cut off your thumb when you're carving the turkey.
Oops.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Oh.
I think you don't bring it up ever again.
Right. But, like, at some point, honesty. When you've, like, cemented yourself as a family staple, like, right now it's also a little it's, like, joking about you is, like, a little bit of, like, it's what's tepid, tentative, what's the word? I don't know.
Tertiary.
It's a fresh wound?
Yeah. It's tertiary, to be sure.
Yeah. I don't know what tertiary means, but it's definitely that.
It's quite tertiary.
Yeah.
It's, like, you have to, like, test the waters. You're not, like, so much a part of the family that you can be made fun of.
Right.
Yeah.
If anything, but silver lining, it brings you closer to the family.
Yeah.
Because now they feel comfortable.
That's
they should
nice.
Be comfortable making fun of you to your, you know.
Oh, that's good.
I also just remembered that Jill fell down one of the first times that she met my mom.
What happened?
She slipped on the stairs.
Downstairs?
She didn't. It was the bottom of the stairs. She slipped on, like, the last stair
and landed, like, on her butt,
and basically, like, went and, like, sat on the landing, just like whoop, sitting on the landing. But she had met my mom already, but it was, like, one of the first times that Jill had, like, come home to Connecticut to, like, spend the weekend with people,
right?
And it was really funny, but we've never talked about it since.
So maybe, like, it is forgettable.
Definitely. But I think it's probably different if Jill, like, took a full tumble down the stairs.
Or what if he, like, passes it off, like, he leans over to the dad. He's like, you know, I did that on purpose, right?
Tooth falls out.
the fall. That's a thing I do.
I think he's got to find the sister a boyfriend and then pay him off to do something.
Even worse.
Oh.
Not even worse, just, like, more recent.
I found a kill list. Right. You think I fell down?
Or not?
Well, I fell on some really harsh evidence here.
He doesn't even have to pay him off. He can just, yeah, you can just do that.
Yeah, he can catch someone red-handed in a lie, digging himself into a deeper hole. And then when he's like, that's your handwriting.
Yeah.
Is it?
You can make this other guy the biggest klutz doofus of all. Yeah. Make him the scapegoat.
Yeah, or just come and show up at the next family thing with a fucking gun. Who finds it funny that I fell? Are you laughing now?
Not at all, but we now think we thought you were funny.
The gun jam backfired.
Really? Do you have a problem with me?
The kickback fucking clocks his nose.
Oh, oh
shit.
Oh, gun shit. Lands, goes off.
With
shit.
Salt spray gun.
Let's forget this ever happened.
Comes down the stairs with the gun and falls.
I'm okay.
I bet you think I'm so.
Who's laughing
I'm
now?
Okay. Choking on his own blood. I'd love to ask your daughter's hand in.
I can hack it.
No,
I can hack it. I mean, I'm going to make it, right? I'm going to make it, all right?
I'm cold. I'm so cold. He's dead.
Oh, that's rich.
That's one way to do it.
Yes.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's
right.
They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
A, is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more of a fitness nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
All right, let's answer another question. This one's from a lady.
Yeah.
Got a fake girl's name?
Jasmina. Jasmina.
So I matched with a guy on Bumble 3 months ago. Since then, we've gone on 4 dates and slept together once.
Nice.
They've all gone very well. He is funny, easy to talk to, totally my type, and really good in bed.
Woo!
This guy sounds like me.
Maybe it is you?
You have a girlfriend.
Maybe you're bragging about your,
I'm
your
just
Bumble
saying
day.
That I'm
you chose this question probably so you could sort of shout yourself out.
All right, let's take that.
I feel like that's also now, now everybody
I'm
knows.
Actually not easy to talk to, so it's obviously not me.
True.
But good in bed.
I'm prickly. I'm not very good in bed. And I'm not very, I'm not her type.
Okay.
So I was joking.
I claw my way in.
Sorry. So I was.
I'm an acquired smell.
I was joking too, but now you're sort of just like revealing that you. I was kidding.
You sprained your wrist. Hairline fracture, I could see it.
You're bad in bed?
She continues. After our most recent fourth date, at the end of which we discussed going on another, I pulled up his Bumble profile to show my friends. I had not looked at it recently since we had moved to texting not long after matching. To my shock, what do you guys think?
He's obviously active still on the active.
App, updating his profile picture.
Ooh, I like the updating because.
To my shock,
yeah, what's the way?
To my shock, he had noted in his bio that he was in an open relationship. This information was not in his bio back when we had started talking a few months earlier. Mm-hmm. He has never said anything or behaved in any way in person to indicate that this was the case. I ended up not showing it to my friends because it made me extremely humiliated to have been left in the dark like this. So my question is, what the fuck? Do I confront him about this information? Isn't being in an open relationship with someone else an important piece of info to share with someone you are seeing? Jake, I love you, but this sounds like some shit you would pull.
Ooh. That's true.
You're taking ownership of something you didn't even do.
This sounds like a page right out of my handbook.
Is this fucked up?
I'm wondering if she's the one that he's in the open relationship
with. That's exactly what I was thinking,
So like, yeah, I'm in an open relationship now with you.
Yeah, like,
be a relief to her?
I wonder.
Oh, thank God.
I think she assumes that she is the one that is the relationship, and have the open relationship together.
I think she assumes that there's another girl.
Yes,
that he's in
I
an
thought.
Open relationship with.
She's like, you're in an open relationship.
I just think
it's
possible that it is what Jeff thinks too.
It's so much less likely to say you're in an open relationship after not talking.
But
to
like,
the
what
lady.
If you've gone on 4 dates with somebody and you like where it's going and you're like, I really want to just like. If you're a real weird anal person, you're like, I should update my Bumble profile.
I've been on 4 dates, I'm like, but I'm down to hang out
I'm
with you as well.
I'm not off the market, but things are trending that way.
I met her uncle and I fell next to him. So in case I'm ostracized, I'm still down to go on a first date.
I will say this, though. It is, even if, say, hypothetically, there's no other girl, that's kind of a cool line.
Mm.
Like, oh, me and this woman have, like, we're so mature. and our like love that we're open about it. Like it adds a little extra little crust on there.
That's an interesting move for your bio. I also just thought it'd be really funny if the guy that fell down the stairs was icing his back, lying on a couch, working on his new Bumble profile. He's that sure that the relationship is over. Oh no, I'm gonna call an Uber as soon as I feel up to the task, and just, I'm out of here. And I am single like, now. That much is clear.
Sometimes they say like, "Don't move in case you got concussed."
So just don't let me go to sleep. I don't think I will.
He's craning his neck, looking at his mobile phone. I can't.
I don't want to swallow my tongue. Help!
But yeah, I think
whole family's in the hot tub.
This is definitely information that she should have had initially, and I think it's worth confronting him about it.
One sex though, I don't know if she's. I guess that's if it's four dates over like, that's a month, right?
I mean, yeah, going on four dates and sleeping with somebody, like one that indicates to me that you take sex seriously. Like it's not like I went on one date and fucked him.
Right.
Like she clearly wanted to like build towards this, and is like opening herself up and like getting to know this guy a little better.
Right.
And now it's all been like pulled out from under her. It's all under false pretenses.
Yeah, no, I feel her on that because so we're assuming he is in a relationship with someone. Right. He was in a relationship when they went on dates and
yes, banged. That's what I
So he's
unless he's also
bad dude.
But
afraid of confrontation terrible. At the very least.
Yeah, because he's like he's not cheating on his current girlfriend. Because they're in an open relationship, but it's still information you have to disclose.
Right.
It can't be a secret open relationship, or can it?
Well, that's the interesting thing when it comes to not cheating. So you think that you're like off the hook because, like, well, I'm not cheating, so it's good, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're sort of lying to me.
Not lying, just not telling you the whole story.
Right. But you can still mistreat somebody while being cool to your open relationship.
But then you just like as the new girl, the Bumble girl, now she's an accessory, you know? She's not the bottom bitch, if you will.
That's cool. That's a really cool name for me going forward.
Bottom bitch?
Or whatever, BB. And then like we don't tell people what it stands for.
Right. But you are my bottom bitch.
Yeah. Right. But like nobody knows
and
that.
And then Jake still podcasts with other people. You still podcast with other people. Yeah, but that's you're true. Still each other's bottom
bitch. Jake's like the podfather and I'm the bottom bitch. That's cool. Two cool
Godfather.
Nicknames.
That's great. Yeah, that is a really cool nickname.
We can even switch sometimes.
We wouldn't switch. We would never switch. We would never switch. Because your nickname is too cool. And it's also so perfectly you.
Because it's like super cool or...
Yeah. It's cool. Quintessential Blumenfeld.
I might even try it at like the DMV or some shit.
So I think that's cool.
Is Amir here? Blumenfeld, number 47. I'm like... That's me, but I go by bottom bitch.
You could do that as like a vanity plate almost.
BTM, BICH.
Yeah, bottom bitch.
That's cool. So, and then like people honk at me and I'm like, I'm the bottom bitch.
Yeah. Both hands on the wheel. Tombstone reads bottom bitch.
It was an honor. Here lies bottom bitch. I feel bad saying that word at a funeral in a eulogy, but I guess he would have wanted
really
to
die. He really got his name changed, so we have to say it.
He went to court for this.
So what do you guys say to the girl who wants to confront the guy? Do you say
call him out on it?
Yeah, definitely call him out.
What's this?
It doesn't have to be like some sort of like gotcha Bumble date, but I think you can bring it up and just be like, hey, what's the deal with this?
No one likes getting sandbagged.
Yeah. But
and then she's got to say, but then she's also got to say that she was back on Bumble to like check things out.
Unless she says, my friend sent this to me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I wanted to show, I was going to show your profile to my friends. We've been on four dates. That's normal. I know that I would know as somebody on a dating app that my profile is being shared with a group of friends.
Right.
Like, does that happen to you on Tinder? I remember
course,
that
yeah,
like,
yeah.
People would like, send me a screenshot of my profile by accident, like, because they were meaning to send that to other people.
But do you want to call someone out like that? Is that a, is that like a, that seems to me to warrant like a resentful response, like a, like an eye roll. It's like, I think you have a conversation separately, not having to do with the added line.
Oh, so you just bring it up. Are you in an open relationship? That,
like, this is what, this is...
Kinda, yeah.
But this is why that's dangerous, because you could be like, oh, like, are you seeing anybody else? And he's like, nope. And then you're like, then you have to be like, well, I know that you are.
So that's
like,
right. I asked you your a line question, of question knowing the answer.
Right. Your line of questioning, like, can be construed as dishonest or like, what is that called? Double jeopardy or something?
Right.
Or entrapment?
Yeah, you can't find out entrapment.
The same girl twice.
Leading the bottom bitchness, Your Honor. Hi, bottom bitch here. Question for the court.
Wait, are you a lawyer? Bottom bitch esquire?
No, I'm a juror, and I'm just a little confused about what's going on here. Juror 9, bottom bitch. So, on the movies, it's all like...
Sorry, you were dismissed from the jury.
Yes, for my racist ideology. But I was wondering if I can... Do you guys validate?
I wanted to see if I showed up in the court portraits. Do you have one of the bottom bitch?
You're wearing a pencil skirt.
I always wanted a caricature of me. Can the court stenographer read this back?
How long did you have to fucking pose like this for the sketch artist to get you?
I'm an OJ juror, and every time I saw the person doing the sketch, I would flash the shocker so that when they would show the picture portraits on TV, like, that was me.
Wearing gloves.
That's the bottom bitch right there.
That's good. Wow. That's good stuff.
So you say bring it up, show it right off the bat, the bio.
Yeah, in a cool way. Bring it up in a cool way.
That's cool. Sunglasses, by the way. Check this out. You're in an open relationship. What's up, man? Beefcake. What's up with this?
What's up?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
What that? Hold on, let me show you the Budweiser Frogs commercial. Oh,
because it doesn't make
this
sense.
This is funny.
Oh,
I also see how got there's your... three. The one on the left is the bottom, the bottom bitch frog. Yeah. The one on the right is you.
Yeah, and then who's
the
this
throaty one?
Who's this wise cracker? The wise of the bunch.
Oh, wise cracker is kind of a cool name for you.
Really?
Because you're like wise and you will crack it, dude.
That's cool.
Can we say that?
That's actually...
Yeah, no, that's going to have to get bleeped out.
That's Ched Hayes' next rap name. Wisecracker.
That's a good album for him.
I would bring it up, and you can say that your friend sent you the picture. You don't have to say, I was looking at the Bumble.
Right.
Sure. You can lie about how you
but
came
across
it. But
do you chew him out? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's... I got Michelle. And then what do you say back to that? Like,
why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me that?
Oh, because, you know, it's Bumble.
Oh, that's cool. All right, let's kiss.
Yeah. I guess if he says, why don't you tell me that? And he says, because it's Bumble, you can end the relationship.
Because it's Bumble, bitch.
Wait, where are you going?
I broke my tailbone. I fractured it. All right, sweet. That was painless. 30 minutes up, 30 minutes down.
One more?
It's called ad-free content.
Wow.
Easy.
That's great.
Appreciate you coming by.
I do have an ad, though.
Oh. What's that?
Neckcorrector.com.
Oh, you have something to promote?
Yeah, no, I push ads now. They're from my, you know, my Forkchula friends?
Yeah.
You're what?
Forkchula?
No.
Forkchula. You said yeah first.
What is Forkchula?
I wanted you to like...
Yeah, he was trying to like get you to wrap up.
It's a spatula that you put on your, the teens, or the tines, if you will, on your fork.
Oh.
So you can scoop up that marinara sauce, whatever. It's sort of chocolate sauce you have at the bottom of your dish.
Okay. That's nice.
They've
actually switched. That's the Forkchula, but they're moving away from that. And now they're doing the neck. Yeah, Ollie and his partner.
Got it.
David, who? I believe. Ollie.
Who the hell are these people?
They're in Prince Edward Island. They're some buddies that I met through conferences.
Prince Edward Island? Is that in Canada?
Yeah.
I have no further questions, but continue.
So they moved on to the neck corrector. Check it out,
neckcorrector.com. What does that one do?
That'll help. You know how I like hurt my back?
Yeah.
You know, it's that it elongates the spine, and, you know, it just helps you lay nice. On it. And it just is a simple way.
You can either buy that or not try to suplex a tween. But if you've already suplexed a tween.
Well, the neck corrector is not going to work for that. You need More of a hip displacement. I'll talk to Ollie back at the shop.
Yeah, just focus on forks.
I'm sad that they abandoned the Forkula.
They're trying to sell Forkula if you guys are interested in a new venture.
A small Forkula that'll cost you for the Forkula. Have you made a sale on those things yet?
Yeah, I've made one.
Do you have a prototype?
No, they make it. I just push the code. That's neckcorrect at neckcorrector.com.
But is it your concept?
No,
is that
not
an
at
email
all.
Address?
So they came up with the shit?
What? Yeah, they do all the work. I get 15% of the sales.
I'm so sad that we spent time doing it.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy about it either.
You just made my kill list, bud.
Anything you want to promote besides Neck Corrector?
We're looking to do our 200th episode show live at the Gutter. And
whoa.
I'm pretty sure this is 99% going to happen, so I can say it.
That's cool.
So that'll be, I believe, May 16th or 17th in
we'll
Brooklyn.
Try to get this out beforehand.
200th app. Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yes, should be fun. Amir, can I count you in? Bottom bitch in it?
Put bottom bitch on the list and we'll see if he shows up. We'll be back next week. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Woo!
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.